Chapter 5. Bags of Lettuce and Kale. Early the next morning, Mrs. Gregor handed each of the children a thermal lunch bag. "There are scrambled egg sandwiches for each of you," she said, "plus a can of juice and an orange." Just then, Mr. Yi knocked on the back door.
"Is everybody ready?"
he asked.
"We're ready,"
said Henry, stifling a yawn. "Here's a lunch bag for you, Mr. Yi," said Mrs. McGregor. "Scrambled egg sandwiches."
"Thank you," said Mr. Yi. "You are most generous. I will be sure to repay you with excellent vegetables."
Mrs. McGregor drove them all to the community gardens. Henry and Jesse talked to Mr. Yi, but Violet and Benny closed their eyes and fell asleep. When Mrs. McGregor stopped the car at the community gardens, Violet and Benny woke up.
"Are we there?"
Benny asked.
"Yes," said Mr. Yi. "We will eat our breakfast first, then we will tend to the garden."
Mrs. McGregor drove away, and the children walked the short distance to the community gardens. They waved to other gardeners in sections D and E, and also sections B and C. When they reached section A, they saw Taylor's bike chained to her garden fence. Taylor was standing beside the bike. The gate to her garden was open. Henry thought that Taylor looked confused.
"Is anything wrong?"
Henry asked as they walked up to her.
"I don't know," answered Taylor. "Can I show you something?"
Henry said yes, and Taylor led everybody into her garden. They followed her down a few rows. Taylor stopped and pointed to two large burlap bags sitting on the ground, right next to the spot where the lettuce and kale had been growing.
"Those were here when I arrived a few minutes ago," said Taylor.
Benny yawned.
"What's inside them?"
he asked.
"Open them," she said, "and you'll see."
Jesse opened one of the sacks.
"Lettuce," she said. "Lots of lettuce."
Violet opened the other sack.
"Kale," she said.
"The whole sack is full of kale."
"What does this mean?"
asked Mr. Yi.
"That's what I'd like to know," said Taylor.
She looked at the Aldens.
"What do you think?" she asked.
Henry spoke first.
"I think somebody is trying to make amends," he said.
"I agree," said Jesse. "Somebody is trying to say they're sorry they stole your lettuce and kale yesterday."
"Yes," said Taylor.
"I think somebody feels bad about what happened and is giving me this lettuce and kale."
She frowned.
"It doesn't make sense, though."
"I know what you mean," said Henry. "If somebody stole your lettuce and kale, why would he or she bother giving you more lettuce and kale?"
"But if Lucasta's rabbits ate my lettuce and kale, that makes sense," said Taylor. "Rabbits can't return what they ate, but Lucasta could."
Violet was starting to wake up. Thinking about a mystery always made her feel more alert.
"Maybe it's not the same person," she said. "Maybe one person stole the lettuce and kale, but another person is giving you lettuce and kale."
"Hmm," said Taylor. "You will have to eat this lettuce and kale very soon," Mr. Yi observed. "Vegetables taste best right after they're picked."
"I can't eat all of this by myself," said Taylor. "Please take as much as you want for yourselves, and I'll donate the rest to the food center."
"We can sprinkle the burlap bags with water," said Mr. Yi, "and put them in the shade so they stay cool."
Taylor nodded. "I'll do that before I start to weed," she said. "Be sure to take some of these with you when you go home." "Will you eat some of the lettuce and kale yourself?" Violet asked.
Taylor shook her head.
"Why not?"
asked Benny.
"I'll bet they taste good."
"They probably do," Taylor laughed. "But these aren't the same kind of lettuce and kale that I grow," she said.
She reached into one bag and pulled out a head of lettuce.
"This is a light green butter lettuce," she said, holding it out for the children to see. "It's very tasty, but I was growing a red-tipped leaf lettuce. I like the taste of it better, and I like the dark green color."
Taylor put the lettuce back into one burlap bag and reached into the other bag. She pulled out some kale leaves.
"This is a plain green kale," she said, showing the leaves to the children. "I grow a very dark, curly kale."
Mr. Yi nodded his head.
"These are good vegetables," he said, "but not as tasty as the kind you grow. If it was the thief who returned these vegetables, I wonder why he didn't return the same kind he took.
Henry scratched his head.
If the thief returned the exact same kind of vegetables he or she stole, then why steal them in the first place?
Do you think this lettuce and kale came from the community gardens? Jesse asked. Taylor shrugged her shoulders. Who knows? She said. Lots of people here grow butter lettuce and plain kale. Alex grows butter lettuce and plain kale. So does Roger. Lucasta used to grow dark green lettuce and dark curly kale, just like Mr. Yee and I do. But Alex and Lucasta don't enter their vegetables in contests.
Are you talking about me and my sister?
Asked Alex Kirk. Everybody turned around at the sound of Alex's voice. They saw him at the side of Taylor's garden. He was standing in Lucasta's empty plot, looking at them.
Yes, said Taylor. I was saying that you and Lucasta don't enter your vegetables in contests to win blue ribbons.
That's right, said Alex. Vegetables are meant to feed people, not to win blue ribbons.
They can do both things, said Mr. Yee. They can win blue ribbons, and then they can be eaten.
Alex ignored what Mr. Yee said.
I'm looking for Roger Walski, he said, but he's not here yet. When you see him, can you give him a message? He asked.
Sure, said Henry. If Mr. Walski is here today, we'll give him a message.
Good, said Alex. Please tell him my father still says no.
What did that mean? Jesse wondered. The Aldens and Mr. Yee sat on the grass outside the plots and ate their breakfasts. Mr. Yee stopped in his garden first and picked some fresh snow peas and a few strawberries. They ate the snow peas with their scrambled egg sandwiches and the strawberries after.
This is a delicious breakfast, said Violet.
It sure is, said Henry.
It's the best breakfast I've ever had,
shouted Benny. The others laughed.
Oh, Benny, you'll say the same thing tomorrow, kidded Jesse.
Benny nodded.
I will if tomorrow is the best breakfast I ever had, and it will be, he added, if I have some of Mr. Yee's snow pod peas and strawberries.
Ah, Benny, said Mr. Yee, I think you are going to be a good gardener, as long as you don't eat up everything you see.
They all laughed at that. Then they gathered up their sandwich wrappings and napkins and went to work in the garden. Henry spent the whole morning building trellises for the peas and beans. He enjoyed the work and knew that the peas and beans would grow better once they had the trellises for support. Mr. Yee sat on the ground with Jesse and Violet and showed them how to transplant young broccoli plants.
My broccoli plants were stolen last week, he told them. It is too late to grow broccoli that will win a blue ribbon, but I can still grow some to eat.
Why is it too late? Asked Violet.
Because broccoli grows best in cooler weather, he said.
After Mr. Yee was satisfied that Violet and Jesse were doing a good job, and that Henry didn't need his help, he went to check on Benny, who was watering the strawberry plants.
Ah, said Mr. Yee, you are doing a very good job, Benny.
Good, said Benny. I want the strawberries to be delicious.
Just then they heard the roar of a motor. Roger Walski zoomed up on a three-wheeled ATV that had a box strapped to the back. He turned off the motor and dismounted.
Today's the day, he told Benny. Ready to taste a garden fresh cucumber?
Yes, said Benny. I love cucumbers.
He turned to Mr. Yee.
May I go taste Mr. Walski's fresh cucumbers?
He asked.
Of course, said Mr. Yee, and I will come with you.
Benny and Mr. Yee followed Roger through the maze of garden paths. But when they reached the place where Roger's cucumbers grew on trellises, the hanging vines were empty.
My cucumbers, Roger screamed. They're all gone. I've been robbed.
Before Mr. Yee or Benny could say anything, Roger hopped onto his three-wheeled vehicle and roared away, still shouting.
Poor Roger, said Mr. Yee. Another victim of this terrible, terrible garden thief.
Poor Mr. Walski, said Benny. He's very upset. He isn't as cool as a cucumber.